It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
It's a great song.
Dan Wilson, my hero.
Again, the key to a good wedding song is everybody has to know the lyrics.
The key to a good wedding song is everyone dancing and having fun. That's it. You got to get up and dance and have fun. And this is the most fun song ever created.
More people, in my opinion, get up on the dance floor if they know the songs. Ooh. Now, look, this could also be generational. Dance, you know, for me, you're a much older man, so, you know.
I am an old man. It's a good point. No, it's called having soul, Elliot.
You do have soul.
I have soul.
Yeah. You got that in your days singing on the streets of Belgium.
That's right. I did. Yeah. I sang on the streets
I know you
of Belgium.
Did. That's what I'm saying. Yes, yes. You're probably singing this. And I'll be singing All I Want for Christmas Is You outside the subway on City Hall later.
215-592-9494. It's Go Birds Radio from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino, the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Brought to you by the Bet Parks Casino Sportsbook and Casino app. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you. Right there talking about the fact that Elliot, without knowing the song, said it was a bad wedding song.
No.
Now you know it. Now you realize what it is. But in the moment, you were like, no, because I haven't heard of it. It is a bad wedding song.
Yes. Yeah, but that's my point.
It's a bad point.
I think it's a fair point.
And also, just because your narrow scope of music is not fixed by... I mean, let's put it this way. Marvin Gaye, pretty famous.
Yeah,
People know who Marvin Gaye is.
This is not an anti-Marvin Gaye take.
Sounds like it.
The take is everyone has to know the lyrics for it to be a great song.
I had Tier Hood, our producer on site, was 100% on my side. In this
night. Well, I would say 100%.
Okay. Yeah, he's nodding right
He's
now,
nodding,
so
okay.
I win. All right, Eagles-Giants tomorrow. A massive game. We started the show talking about it. And Elliot, you're of the mind that, you know, obviously we know technically it's not a must-win, but for all intents and purposes, you feel this is a must-win type of game.
I think it's a really, really important slash must-win game, because when you look at how this team's best path to the Super Bowl, how that path looks, the path is at its best when they have home field advantage. And I think with the Giants coming up and with Chicago coming up, you got to win these two games because Dallas is looming. We can all pretend like we're not afraid of Dallas. Everyone can say, you know, they're the Cowboys, blah, blah, blah. I get all that. Dallas is a really good team. Even without Dak, they played the Eagles semi-close. And I think the Eagles had control of that game, but it ended up being competitive at the end. So when you look at the fact that they're playing better, Dak is back, and that the Eagles have to go to Dallas on Christmas Eve, a game they could win, but I haven't heard really many people say they think they're very confident about that game. So I think winning tomorrow, keeping the divisional record at the, as best you can, stacking another win, I think it's a critically important game.
Yeah, I'm with you in terms of the importance of the game. I think it's massively important again because, again, and I'm not scared of Dallas. We've talked about that. Are you scared of Dallas? Elliot is scared of Dallas. I am concerned about Dallas looming. I am scared of three straight road games ending on a short week on Christmas Eve. And because of that, for me, why the stakes are so big tomorrow, because if you're going to plan Doc Rivers style on losing on Christmas Eve, again, it's not a lock loss. Whatever,
yeah, neither obviously. Of us are saying that.
But like, if it's a game that you're going in at a disadvantage from a scheduling perspective and all that, and they are a very, very good football team, like, it makes the stakes of tomorrow's game that much bigger. I think they're going to win. I think they're a way better team. I think the Giants are more concerned with Washington next week. But you know, it's a division game, and weird stuff happens.
You know, you phrased it this way earlier, and I think it's probably the right way to phrase it, maybe it's just fluky. But I do think it's noteworthy Jalen has struggled against divisional opponents. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about McNabb when McNabb was at his best. Now, the division was worse, so
sure.
That's worth pointing out.
But he owned the Giants.
But the division wasn't great last year. And, you know, Jalen lost to the Giants. He lost to the Cowboys, obviously. So I just think in Jalen's maturation into the franchise quarterback, winning the division games is critically important. So it would be nice to see him come out tomorrow, and I think he will. But would be nice to see him get back to be winning these division games.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones, go to Ridley. Talk to our buddy Matt. What up, pal?
Still hurting from yesterday, Jim. But that's all right. We don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, let's not even mention it. We don't even need to put
it up. What happened yesterday?
Yeah.
Lost to the Hammer. It didn't go great. It was a tough day for Matt.
Oh, Matt, man. He could have handed him his third straight loss.
I know. We all know. It's okay.
That's why he's the Hammer.
Matt did his best.
Was it
he
close?
Gave it a... It was a 3-1 loss, so it wasn't a dominating, but it was, you know.
So much for not talking about it. Thanks, boys.
Well, I didn't want to, but then, you know, you started with it, and then I was like, Elliot's going to want to know what it is.
I didn't say what.
And then everyone out there is listening, like, what the hell's going on?
I
didn't hear yesterday. It's even
I was
weirder.
Thinking it was a Phillies news or something like that.
Nah. Elliot, you couldn't be more wrong, and it's such a the camera thing to do. That's why it's a big, big no-no.
All right. Well, what am I wrong about?
You can't. No, the wedding thing. You can't do that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's such a DeCamera thing to do. Go up and request a song that nobody's ever heard of.
DeCamera doesn't strike me as a dancer, though. Like, I don't think DeCamera would be out on the dance floor, you know, feeling the vibe, feeling what the people needed.
I agree with you.
How the night should
end. Well, he claims to be such an athlete, though. He has to have some dancing skills. Like I said, he claims to be an athlete.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't bet on Joe DeCamera moves, so to speak.
But you are wrong, Elliot. That is wrong. You can't do that.
It was a great song, though.
Well, let's just put it this way. I'll disagree with you. How about we just
say
that?
Well, like Matt, look, if we're ever out, I'll let you pick the last song before you. We'll
out okay.
You can end
okay.
It's
horrible.
So let's get to a couple Eagles points if I have enough time to get to both of them.
Yeah, what you got?
Has anybody thought possibly we're overlooking the Giants maybe and looking ahead to Dallas?
Even though it's a couple weeks away. They still have the Chicago game. Like, it is certainly possible
right.
that they – I'm sure they have that Christmas Eve game scheduled and circled, and it's in their minds and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, when you're still a week away, and it's your first time facing the Giants this year, I think they'll be up.
Yeah. I hope so, because I'll tell you what, we can't – every game is important. We need to run the table, not only just because they lock up that seat, but – just to keep up the confidence. I think after especially losing to Washington at home prime time, that's a kick in the teeth, and we bounce back from that, but we can't – I don't think we can deal with another loss and still get that one seed because
– I mean,
I think they have enough – they can lose another game.
What's your other point, man?
One more.
Well, no, I'm saying if they lose to the Giants, they can afford to lose to Dallas. Not that you want to. That's why you can't lose to the Giants because – it's not, you know what I mean? I think we need to go at least 4-1, 5-0.
Yeah, get it. What's your other point?
The other point was, I think Jalen needs to put it this way: do a little bit more handing off and a little less running design runs, so to speak. I don't mind breaking the pocket on 3rd and 10. Hopefully, we're not in too many 3rd and 10s though. But I'd like to see us run the ball a little bit more traditionally than get him more opportunity. Well,
I mean,
the more he,
working,
the more
he,
No. I mean the design runs. The more he runs the ball, the more chance he is going to tweak an ankle, tweak a knee.
I get it. And good call, Matt. But, I mean, like, look, it works. Yeah. It's a weapon. And, again, look, yes, the more times he leaves the pocket and runs, the more, you know, just naturally the more opportunities there are for him to get hurt. But, you know, as far as it goes, I trust him as much as I've ever trusted any quarterback to put himself in positions to stay healthy, you know, even with the running.
I remember after the Detroit game, you know, we talked about this, right? Because he ran it a lot versus Detroit, and it was a lot of conversation about, can he play this
way? Is this sustainable?
And at the time, my opinion was, this is what makes him special. Let him do it. And that's still my opinion. I will say, though, since he's the MVP of the league, I would be if I'm Sirianni, I would be very careful on when I pick and choose the time to use those plays. I think that it can be effective. I think it really helps the offense if the defense has to prepare for it. And I think it's a special part of his game, so I don't want to take it out of his game. But
there's a difference between him running eight times and 18 times.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm okay. That's the point, right?
I'm okay with five or six designed runs
that's
a game.
Good.
I think it's really good.
Part of the game.
The issue becomes when it's the offense and you're doing it too much.
When he's running
that's
the ball 17, 18, 19 times, then it's like, that's like, all right, that's a concern because you're just up in the possibility that he's going
to
get hurt.
But to your point, he is elite at ends of runs.
Amazing.
He's so good at it.
Yeah. And also just his ability to find holes in space, his vision. When he's running, his ability to kind of, you know, he's great with patience too. You know, we always talk about that with running backs, but not with quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. You know, the oh wow, like Le'Veon Bell, we always wow, he's so patient, stand on that line. Like Jalen's really good at that too. He's really good at like starting and kind of stopping for a sec, looking and like kind of darting to a spot. It's very impressive. Let's go to Norristown and talk to Aaron. What up, Aaron?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?
No, no, good. So I'm going to talk about the Giants and then a little bit about the Cowboys comment. First of all, I think it's going to be a very, I don't want to say easy win, but it's a horrible matchup for the Giants with three quarters of their secondary out. I mean, they even asked Wink Martindale how he's going to defend the Eagles. He replied with, do you have any ideas? I mean, it's a horrible matchup.
And Leonard Williams out, too, who's arguably their best defensive
player. Yeah, and their run defense is already porous. So I think that's going to be a confident. I see a double-digit win. I'm not really, you know. And then talking about scared about the Cowboys, I'm going to use a better word. I'm aware of the Cowboys.
If
anybody's going to be scared of anybody, they're going to be scared of us. First of all, I heard you guys talk about earlier about defense. The Eagles have the second-ranked defense in the NFL behind the Niners statistically. Cowboys are fifth. Eagles have the third-ranked offense in the NFL. Cowboys are 11th.
I'm just curious, what stat are the Eagles second in and the Niners are one?
Yards per game.
Okay, yards. Okay. We could debate that, but that's an interesting point.
Yeah, you can debate that, but I didn't see Dak Prescott playing on defense when the Eagles won that game against the Cowboys. So, my point is that the Cowboys have to be more concerned about us. And you're talking, everybody, I've heard a couple people calling to talk about the third game against the Eagles. Well, Cowboys probably aren't going to get to that third game because that third game is going to be in here, and the Cowboys aren't going to go, they're, you know, we'll have the bye. They're going to have to go through two other games that I don't think they're going to win to get to that game against us, number one.
Aaron, real quick. I think when you say aware, you're underselling it, and I agree that Cowboys should be more afraid of the Eagles because the Eagles are a better team.
Well, that's what nobody talks about.
Well, but of course, I mean, if you want to talk about from the Cowboys' perspective, of course they're looking at the Eagles and saying this is the biggest roadblock. But you're saying that game is going to be in Philly, and I think it will. But James put it perfectly. Like, it's a razor edge type of thing because if they lose in Christmas Eve, and that if they lose that game, there's a chance that game you're talking about is in Dallas.
True. Let's go through with that comment. Look at our last two games. Let's say I believe we beat the Giants and the Bears. I'm sorry if that's a bold prediction.
Yeah,
but
no,
I do too. Okay, good. So then, let's say we lose the game to Dallas, which is fair. And it's no shame in losing that game to Dallas. You lose the team. I think it's going to be a tight game. It could go either way. Let's say you lose that. Look at our last two games at home against the Saints and the Giants. Look at the Cowboys' last two games on the road against a Tennessee team that's going to need it and a Washington team that's going to need it.
No, you're right. It's definitely a tougher end, but it's.
I'd rather have our schedule.
And I
and we'll
agree.
Be like,
look,
we'll be close to an 80%+ chance to get the number one seed.
Aaron,
and that's how I feel it's going to go.
Aaron, call us more often. That was a fantastic call. And I agree, but like that's what we've been saying. That's the whole point of Elliot's like whole topic today, is that because of everything you're saying, tomorrow's game is super important. Like, we think they're gonna win it, but if they don't, yes, those last two games are tougher for Dallas, but we could be going into those last two games with Dallas in the driver's seat, and that's just a scary position to be in.
Well, I thought it was interesting about what Aaron said, and he did make a lot of good
really
points.
Really good call.
Is he kind of moved past it, but he basically said he doesn't think they're winning Christmas Eve. So I get the point of don't be – I get if you're going to call in, and James, I mean, you feel this way too, and say you're not afraid of Dallas, fine, I get it. I'm not saying I'm sitting here saying Dallas is better and I'm petrified. But a lot of people that are saying they're not that they're not afraid of Dallas also think the Eagles are going to lose to Dallas on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. So let's not act like there's some huge gap here between the two teams or anything, or that the Eagles are way better. I think the Eagles are an elite team. They're very, very good. I think the Cowboys are better than just being aware of them.
That's why I say concerned. Yeah. I think concerned's a good word, but I get his point. But I think he is underrating how good Dallas is. And look, Dallas does have... I mean, Dallas has the best defensive player in the sport right now. Like, that, they have an actual game wrecker on their defense. They have a player who can win a football game for them. Like, win a playoff game for them in Micah Parsons. So, like, you can't... And look, Tony Pollard. I mean, they have, like, dudes. CeeDee Lamb.
And for what it's worth, Micah Parsons almost helped them win that first game. Yeah. Now, Lane was out, which was part of it. But if you remember in that second half, Micah Parsons was way bigger in terms of, you know, impacting the Eagles' offense. So... Yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons is certainly something to worry about.
Let's go to Northeast Philly and talk to Derek. Yo, Dave.
Hello? Yo.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What up, man? Derek, how you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. Can't complain. We woke up this morning.
You're right.
Now, let's dive into it. All the skepticism. I don't get it. Like, we're not fearing nobody. It may sound a little arrogant, but you guys want to have on your fear panties, then you already need to jump out of the seat, because we don't need you guys when we reach the top. That's our main objective. We don't fear Dallas.
But Derek, man, what's wrong with saying that the Cowboys are a team the Eagles should be worried about?
What's wrong with that?
The Cowboys are
That's
a great
problematic
team.
Because
Why?
In our locker room, I can speak about it because I actually work down there in a NovaCare center. We don't fear nobody. That's not in the air. We're one game at a time. You put them up, we knock them down. And
yeah,
if anybody else has a problem with
that, that
it, we can personally switch information and let's make a wager on it. I've been winning all season long.
Dude,
so we can
I'm not saying they're going to lose to the Cowboys. Come playoff time. And I agree that in that locker room, they have earned the confidence to not be afraid of anybody. But we're talking about outside the building, right? We're talking about how the fans feel, how we feel as media members.
Outside the building, y'all guys is just double-talking. You're saying one thing, oh, we don't fear them, they're the Cowboys, but we're number one in every segment you guys keep talking about.
Derek, can
we
you listen to a word we... Derek. I think they're the best team in the NFL, I said, Derek. I said I think they're the best team in football.
Then you should be
right?
talking. It sounds like you're skeptical about
Derek,
being
hold
number
up,
one,
pal.
Bro.
Derek, relax for a sec, buddy. You're coming in hot here, all right? We both think they're going to beat the Giants. I think they're the best team in the NFL. I think they're the Super Bowl favorite. Like, we're just talking about scenarios that could happen and saying that, rightfully, the Dallas is a good football team. Like, you are going
rightfully
over the top right now.
Have
buddy.
You been watching? Did you watch Dallas last game?
Yeah, they won 54-19. What are you talking about? All right, Derek, enough. That's the problem. Like, you can't have a rational conversation when you go over the top like that.
Relax, man.
Like, it's all right to say that Dallas is a good team. We think they're better. We think the Eagles are better.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles... We both think the Eagles will be the one seed.
Yes.
We both think the Eagles will play in the Super Bowl this year. That is our prediction.
Yes.
Like, don't come in here and be like, you're talking smack on the Eagles. I literally said I think the best team in the NFL, bro.
Well,
like, listen to the show.
And, you know, to what he said about inside the NovaCare, right? That should be the attitude.
Sure.
They've earned that attitude. I remember in 2017, that was the team's attitude. This
we
team,
all we got,
that's
we
their
all
attitude,
need.
Right? But I this is a pet peeve of mine when people do this. We don't discuss like how the players should feel. Like, that's a difference. You know, like, I understand inside the NovaCare, of course that's different. They shouldn't look ahead. They shouldn't fear anybody. That doesn't mean that when you discuss and you're analyzing that you have to view it the way the players should view it.
215-592-9494. We're getting a little feisty there.
Mm.
I liked it.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, me too. 215-592-9494. Talking Eagles, Giants, and if you're afraid of the Cowboys, we're going to get to your calls next. I see everyone on the line. We'll get to you guys. We got two more segments to go. Rob Ellis and Devin Caney coming up at 3. It's Elliot and James until then from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app is the official sportsbook of the diehard Philly sports fan. It's the only one that we here at Go Birds recommend. That's because it's safe, it's secure, it's easy to use. Plus, it's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app brings together odds, bets, slots, and games right in the palm of your hand. We love it. because you can do more than just the score. You can bet on individual player performances, like who scores first, who's leading at the half, and so much more. Plus, with live in-game betting, you can bet on the action as it happens. It makes you feel like you're right in the heart of the action. And more than anything, it is a great opportunity to make money. There are line swings. There are opportunities in this live in-game betting where you can really cash in. And betting during the game, again, makes it feel like you're in the action. New users, join me right now on BetParx Sportsbook and Casino app. Today, you can get up to $750 in Sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. You can't lose. Download the app and start playing instantly. Don't just watch the action. Be a part of the action with the BetParx Sportsbook and Casino app. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by the BetParx Sportsbook and Casino app, coming to you from the Sportsbook at Parx Casinos. I'm listening to Elliot Shore Parks yelling at the screen during the break.
There's a should be a PK for England here. I know people are worried about that. That's an obvious foul. Whatever.
Go France.
Yeah.
Go France.
Well, I know you're French all of a sudden.
I'm a quarter French.
Yeah,
I have family in France.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I just never really heard you identify as France until I was rooting for England.
I don't really. It was just more of like, if I have to choose, I'll choose France because I'm part French.
So, right.
Yeah. Right. Stupid England, no one likes you. 215-592-9494 Elliot and James with you for another 35 minutes till 3 o'clock. Rob Ellis and Devin Caney coming up after that. We're going to try and get to as many calls as we can before we get out of here. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to our guy Justin. Hey buddy. Hey feller.
What's happening, fellers? How y'all doing today?
What up, Justin? How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I miss your voice, buddy. Been a little while. I mean, we've texted, but I haven't heard your voice. It's nice.
Been a rough couple of weeks, man. I had the flu last week. I was all laid up. And I'm finally getting back on the mend from that, getting my voice back a little bit where I cough so much. But, yeah, man, talking about the Birds, I mean, I don't know if I would say they're the, like, best team in the NFL, but they're top two. You know, I mean, I kind of waver back and forth from week to week. You know, after last week's performance, yeah, I would say right now they are the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, where I fall on it, Justin, is I think if you look at the body of work from this season, they've played like the best team in the NFL. They're on offense, defense, combining everything. I do think there's a point to be made of maybe giving the Chiefs a benefit of the doubt just because what they've accomplished. But I think just in terms of the play, that the Eagles have played like the best team in the NFL this year.
Exactly. But when it comes right down to it, I mean, you look at, okay, you say – okay, yeah, Patrick Mahomes has been there before. That's where I guess I give them the advantage. But as far as defensively, once we get Chauncey back,
the Eagles
Maddox
defense
back,
is light years
the Eagles
than
defense, defense is
light,
going.
Light
yeah,
back.
The Eagles defense is going to be as good as anybody's in the NFL once we get Maddox and Chauncey back. And I mean, then when we get Dallas back, I mean, it's going to be totally different. And I get like some people say, well, you know, we. Dallas could pose a threat to us. Yeah, they could, but I mean, and we all lived through the years where we went to 3-4 straight NFC championships and lost. Anything could happen. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
But
yep.
I think they are the favorites to go to the Super Bowl out of the NFC. And I've been kind of laid back on that, you know, laying back in the weeds, not wanting to say that. But when you see how they play week in and week out, what Jalen can do, he can either run for 150 and throw for 150, or he can throw for 380 and three touchdowns.
Justin, it's not just Jalen. It's the whole offense. Like, they can beat you by running it down your throats, and they can beat you by airing it out. Like, they, more than any other team in the NFL, they can adapt to what their opponent does worst and take advantage of it.
That was my next point. You know, they can run it down your throat with Miles and everybody else, you know, joining in. Or they can have two receivers go for over 100 easy between Devontae and A.J.,
and
like
Goddard
said,
is coming back still, too.
Once they get Goddard back, and, you know, I don't know what's up with Quez, but Quez
is playing this week. He's not even on the injury report.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, you know. So, I mean, they can beat you in, like, many different ways offensively. In the defense, you know, I've been tough on Gannon, but, I mean, that defensive line, the more the season goes, once I think Sue gets a little more acclimated and he keeps his legs under him a little more, same thing with Joseph, that defensive line's going to be tough. And once Davis gets 100% healthy, nobody's going to run on us, man. I'm not scared of anybody running on us. I'm not.
Justin, we love you, buddy. Great call, my friend.
Real quick, man. I know you guys are music lovers. I'm not sure if you guys have heard him yet, but me and Fritz go back and forth with this guy. And I know James is not big on country music. This guy's name is Zach Bryan. Elliot, look him up. I know you like to call it bangers, but this guy
is an Eagles fan, right? Is he an Eagles
fan? He's an Eagles fan.
Yeah, I've seen him on Twitter or whatever.
Zach Bryan, look him up, boys. He is phenomenal. And James, I got a movie rec for you. Me and Owen went to the movies the other night. We saw Violent Night, starring David Harbour.
Okay.
Violent Night. It's starring David Harbour, Santa Claus.
Nice.
It is almost like Die Hard meets Home Alone meets the Santa Claus. It is awesome. You will love it, James. Elliot, not so much.
I can tell you right now it's not a Christmas movie.
It is, because it's got Santa Claus in it.
But anyway,
hey, man. Love you guys, mean it. Hope I get to call back soon. See y'all.
Oh, you're the best, Justin. The best.
You know, it's definitely, I can tell, I know the movie he's talking about does not qualify as a Christmas movie. But, you know, you guys went over why the Eagles are so great, and I agree with every point. They're an amazing team. I think they played like the best in the league. I think where the fear of the Cowboys comes in is there's a chance, and I don't think it'll happen, but there's a chance that they could have to go to Dallas in the playoffs. And that's the fear of Dallas.
Agreed.
It isn't – and Dallas is a good team. The Eagles are better at everything than Dallas is, I think, probably. Like, Dallas has a better elite edge rusher, but I think the Eagles have a better pass-rushing defensive line overall. The fear is – you know, this game in Christmas Eve goes the wrong way, and next thing you know, you're the 5 seed instead of the 1 seed because Dallas keeps winning.
That's exactly right. I'm happy you brought up the D-line, though, because we haven't talked a ton about it. But, I mean, you know, the last couple of years been like, where are all the sacks? What happened to this D-line?
Yeah.
And, like what, Reddick's going to end up in double digits? Hargrave's going to end up in double – like, they're going to have multiple double digits.
Sweat
has
Sweat
a chance.
At?
He's got to be, like, eight or nine, something.
I would think.
They have a chance of 3 double-digit guys. Like,
and what's,
not to mention, like, 4 or 5 for BG, 3 or 4 here. Like it's pretty wild how this D-line has been pretty under-talked about, played really good football.
And I think part of the reason is because they don't have anybody that's on the tip of the tongue when you ask, like, around the league or fans – of elite edge rushers.
Yep.
I think Reddick is, but I don't think he's brought up as one. And I think that's why the perception of their line isn't as good, but they're incredibly deep and incredibly versatile.
Let's go to West Mount Area and talk to Maurice. What up, Mo?
How you doing?
What's up, Maurice?
Listen, first of all, I'm agreeing with you. Elliot, you don't know Marvin Gaye. You can't listen to Marvin. You can't sit still and listen to Marvin Gaye's record. Come on.
Thank you.
This was not an anti-Marvin Gaye thing. The point I was making the joke.
I didn't say it was an anti-Marvin Gaye thing.
I just want to make sure I don't get labeled as anti-Marvin
Gaye. If you're sitting there with your wife and Marvin Gaye come on, you're going to get up. She's going to pull you up.
You're going to start moving.
All right, I'll put it on later tonight.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But let me get to the Dallas Cowboys first of all. First of all, you know, when Dallas came here the first time, there's going to be a quarterback controversy with the quarterback that they had that came to Philly.
Yeah.
Guess what? They handled him.
Yeah,
they handled him. Then the second thing they said was, well, you know, wait till Zach get back. I mean, I'm not afraid of Dallas. I'm not even thinking about Dallas. I'm thinking about the Giants, which I think we're going to beat and beat them handily tomorrow.
I think they're way better than the Giants, for sure.
Yeah, they're better than the Giants. And let me tell you something. They take away their running game and their main running back. And guess what? I don't see how we could be afraid of their wide receivers.
Yep.
Who are they throwing to?
Their receivers are really bad.
It's like Richie James and Darius Slayton.
Yeah, they might have the worst set of starting receivers in the NFL this week.
Right, and I think
Saquon
a couple guys ahead of me, a couple guys ahead of me made, you know, they made some, you know, they made some good, there were a couple good calls there. And the thing about Dallas is this, that, and somebody said, I don't know, it was you, Elliot, or said that the linebacker from Penn State, you know, he took over the game. We handled him. We handled him until our right tackle went down.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Lane went down, and then the game changed.
100%.
When Lane was in there, we handled him. You didn't hear his name.
No, you're right. Maurice, great call.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think if Lane is in there, I mean, Lane's greatness this season and just overall really isn't talked about enough.
Well, I think it's starting to be, right?
Whole,
like, hasn't allowed a sack in however many, 25 game, whatever it is, you know, two years, whatever. I think people are starting to be like, oh, maybe we should talk about how
he's one of the best tackles in the league, regardless of side. And he played,
I mean, like, if it weren't for the steroid suspension thing, I think he would probably be a almost not a lock Hall of Famer, but I think he would be like, we would be like, he's definitely gonna be Hall of Famer with the taint on him. I don't know how that's gonna play out with stuff.
It was so long
really
ago.
Seen.
Sometimes I don't.
I know,
think about
but
it.
It's two suspensions, like yeah. You know, 10 games, like that's the kind of stuff they look at. For so I do think that's gonna hurt him. But he has been so great for so long now that at a certain point it might be undeniable.
Yeah, 100%. And I think his matchup with Parsons is one the Eagles would feel at least as confident as you could against somebody with Parsons. But the other part of the thing that they did to shut him down was coaching, right? Making him pick if he had to you know, drop back or go at Jalen.
I think it was more coaching than anything.
Yeah,
actually,
100%. So, but Lane played well too, which I know you're saying. But my point about that was when Lane went down, you saw what Parsons could do in terms of wrecking a game. Now, it was against Jack Driscoll, so clearly that's part of it. But to your point earlier, Parsons is somebody that can overtake a game completely.
Let's go to Glenn Olden and talk to our buddy Rob. What up, Robbie?
Gentlemen, how you doing, man?
What's up, Rob? How you doing?
Good. Yeah, so yeah, I got to answer. Did you have a couple drinks in you at the end when you made every question or so, or what?
I would guess more than a couple, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a wedding, so.
All right. Well, listen, some people don't, you know, aren't heavy drinkers or, you know, unless you go drive after work or something like that. But listen, you know what? Listen, it's all about the song. I don't mind what you did. It's all about the song. And I'm going to give you a suggestion what I would have picked if I was at the wedding.
All right.
A little Journey, Don't Stop Believing. That gets the crowd up
a little
bit.
Now, that's a great wedding song. Everyone knows it. Everyone gets up to it.
It's a little cliche, but sure.
Yeah, cliches are cliches for a reason, my guy.
Way to throw my line in my face. That is a really good job by you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Rob.
So that would be my choice, but
it's a good one.
Listen, what I'm more concerned is I won't use the word fear. I respect Dallas. Dallas is an excellent team. Dallas is great, you know, good offensively. They're great defensively. So that's, you know, and I don't think that demeans the Eagles that I think we're the best team in the league, what you guys are saying. It's just, you know, I mean, it's, you call it the way it is. You know what I mean? Dallas is a good football team. So, you know, we have to play a good game to beat them. So that's how I feel about that. My biggest concern is, I want to win it with Jalen on this rookie deal because I know we got AJ for a few years and Dallas for a few years.
This is a fair point, Rob.
That's my concern. You know, not that we can't, but I just think, you know, it's the year to do it, to take advantage, you know, of, you know, Green Bay's Tampa Bay's
down. And Elliot will respond to this in a sec because Elliot is pretty confident in Howie's ability to build around Hurts with a big contract. But there is no question that this year right now is going to be the easiest, assuming they give him a contract after the season, which we all kind of, you know, assume is going to happen. In the rest of Jalen Hurts' career, this is the number one year that you can take advantage of it. You know, it's the only year you can take advantage of it. So,
absolutely agree. This is the year. This is the best opportunity to take advantage of it. So that's what I'm only concerned about. Let's take advantage of it.
That's a good call, Robbie, and good point. What are your thoughts? You're more confident than most. You know, 'cause that has been, and we'll get there. I mean, right now we're worried about winning games, winning a Super Bowl and all that. But like, it obviously throughout the season is a running narrative, the idea of you know, Hurts going to get paid. And then you got a lot of guys who are either on one-year deals or the end of their deals, the Bradberries, the Kaiser Whites, the TJ Edwards. I mean, we've done the whole CJ, GJ. Like, there's so many of these guys who you want as Eagles, but they're going to have to make these decisions. Why do you feel confident that they'll be able to navigate this situation?
So this week I went and I looked at some of the top quarterback contracts that are comparable ones, right? You know, Mahomes is really, I don't think, a comparable one. He signed like an 11-year deal,
right?
Yeah, it was
like $400 million.
So now look, maybe Howie goes that route in terms. Sure. But I don't see why Jalen would sign over 11 years of his, you know, prime. But if you look at the comparable deals, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson. Now, Deshaun Watson's fully guaranteed.
That's a different thing where they did that, you know, don't pay him in the first year to say like, that icky.
Yeah, they made his base salary. Yeah, really
whatever.
Low. Yeah. But if you look at those contracts, the first year of them average around, I think it was $17 million as a cap hit. Which
they put less in the first year and then backload it.
And I think the reason...
Is that the idea that you think you're going to restructure at some point?
Yeah, you just always restructure these deals. Like, the thing about the Carson contract, the Carson thing didn't work out for a number of reasons. But the reason it hurt the Eagles is because if Carson doesn't take, like, a historical dive in terms of, you know, going from...
And then ask out while a pandemic's happening. Like, there were
lots of things.
Bad factors at the same time.
I believe that the Eagles will be able to retain almost everyone that they want to retain.
Wow.
Because I think the way they structure things, the way they're able to stretch out cap hits... I mean, again, A.J. Brown, has a cap hit of $6 million this year and like $7 million next year. James Bradbury signed a one-year $10 million deal. His cap hit is only, I think, $3 million this year. There are ways to get around it. So I think they could have upwards of $40 million in cap space. That, in my opinion, will be enough for the guys they want to keep to do it. But an interesting question we'll have to talk about when we do this is, if they win the Super Bowl, do you want to bring all the guys back? Because a mistake they made after 2017.
Yeah, well, it's different because a lot of these guys are younger.
They were older, which is part of it. But I think when you win it and you just bring the same group back, and I'm not saying I wouldn't, but it's an interesting discussion in terms
the
of
the hunger and
all those things. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of factors. And look, we just know how and look, we saw it with the Eagles and they put it together and made a run at the end because of Foles and that whole thing. But like we're seeing it with the Rams. We see it so many times how hard it is to get to that last game of the year and then ratchet, especially when you win it, to ratchet it back up and go full on and be like, let's do it again. Yeah. Like, it's hard to do. So I'm with you. It's definitely something to watch. All right, 215-592-9494. One more segment to go for us. We're going to just take calls. If you're on the line, we're going to get to you guys. And then Rob Ellis, Devin Caney coming up next to tell you, James, it's Go Birds Radio. We're coming right back. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, coming from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. TVs, comfy chairs, food, drink, come on, hang out, watch some games here. One more segment for us, Rob Ellis and Devin Caney coming up next. We're going to try and get to as many calls as we can before we get out of here. Let's go to Maryland to talk to our guy, Eric. What up, B?
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Eric. No, Eric, not ready to go. Let's go to South Philly and talk to Steve. What up, Steve?
What's up, my guys?
How you been,
Steve?
Buddy?
Chilling. Hey, Seltzer, real quick, I got to catch you up on a situation that Elliot handled like a champ this week.
Ooh, lay it on me, brother.
I'm excited to hear this.
Look here, man. I called into the afternoon show he was on with Ike, and I actually got to confront him about, you know, driving the bus of the narrative of Jalen couldn't push the ball down the field during the whole preseason. And when I confronted about him, he didn't even flinch at all. He was like, I actually asked him a question. I said, at what point did you realize you had been smoking crack? He did not flinch. He came right back with first quarter, the first game. My bad.
So, Steve, we have a saying on our pod, and if you're listening now, you never checked our pod, Go Birds Podcast, if I don't know your podcast platforms, but we call ourselves a hand-up podcast because we think it's very important. Yeah. And when you're wrong, you say, hey, yo, you know what? My bad. Hand up. I was wrong. So,
hey, look here.
So
I was very impressed.
I appreciate it. It doesn't surprise me, but I appreciate it. Yes.
I was really impressed. He owned it like a champ. Now, for my Eagles' sake, I will say this. I am not worried about any of these teams, but I am cautious. And I feel like kind of like even when you guys have your music debates, I feel like this is another one of those things that breaks down during like age restrictions, where it's like the older you are, if you're one of the people like me that actually lived through or was sitting in the vet at the last game at the vet when the Eagles played the Bucks and they've never, you know, won a game with the temperature, this, that, and the other thing, the last game of the vet, yada, yada, all for 10,000 reasons we were not.
It's still the most shocked I've ever been that the Eagles lost a game in my life.
Like, exactly.
We were in the Super Bowl as far as I was concerned, we were in the Super Bowl.
And I think the players would tell you they felt that way, too.
Exactly. So my whole point is, if you're of that age, there's never going to be a time again where you're just like, oh, it's all in the bag. So at the very least, you're going to be cautious. Like I said, I don't fear any of these teams, but, you know, I never want to feel that type of pain again. So I will never be, oh, yeah, we can't walk into the Super Bowl.
Steve, what I think it is, too, is that the importance of getting the one seed is so high, right?
Yeah,
and you would think that most years, if you'd have told me before the year the Eagles are going to be 11-1, I would think that they have a very, very good chance of finishing number one. And they do. I think they will. But it's kind of bad luck for the Eagles in a way that in a year where they're so good, you know, the Vikings only have
two losses. The Vikings haven't get talked about. The Vikings, by the way, a underdog in Detroit this weekend.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'd say this much. Like I said, this – we got to get used to it. Everybody was always joking, NFC lease. Now, you know, it's starting to look like
back,
I said, none of these games are going to be easy anymore. So it is what it is. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, call us more off, man. That was a great call. And, yeah, man, the beast is back.
It is. Although, it is, for sure.
Well, especially because, look,
the Giants in Washington.
I actually think Washington's
a solid team. They have a really good defense.
Washington is a team that, you know, I'm not saying I'd be scared if they came to play the Eagles, but like if I'm a first round, if I'm Tampa, if I'm whatever, like I'm not psyched to see Washington coming in. Like they got they got a good defense, a really good defense line with Chase Young coming
good
back.
Receivers.
They've got weapons on offense, and they got a quarterback who's going to make some mistakes, but also like. You know?
Kind of frisky.
Guys believe in him. Like, they got a vibe going. Like, I'm not saying Washington's good, but I definitely think they're, like, okay.
Do you think the NFC East is the best division in football?
I think it's the Eagles and the Cowboys. It's either the AFC East or the NFC East. Those are, without a doubt, the two best divisions. You know, Buffalo, Miami, the Jets, and the Pats.
Yeah.
I think I would probably say the NFC East because I think the high end of Dallas and Philly is better than the high end of Buffalo and Miami, but it's close.
I think, though, the Patriots and the Jets are probably better than Washington and the Giants.
I think the Jets are better than Washington. I don't know if the Patriots are, and I think the Giants are the worst regardless. So it's pretty close, though. It's pretty wild that the East, after recent years, hasn't been that way. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to our buddy Glenn. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man? How you doing?
First of all, if you guys are going to be in Chicago next weekend, I'm going to be throwing a tailgate next week at the game.
Hell
so you guys
there.
Are more, yeah, you guys are more welcome to come.
Fans, nice. I'll get the fans of Philly tailgate, but a lot of Eagles fans there.
Yeah, hopefully a lot of Eagles fans. And then nextly, I think the game's going to go pretty well, but I think this will be a big test because Jalen, when he does bad, is against the blitz, and the Giants do blitz the most out of the NFL. So it's going to be interesting to see if
and Martindale's good at it too.
Yeah, he's interesting to see because if he does well against the blitz here, that might change some game plans moving forward, I guess, for playoffs and other teams as well.
Glenn, that's a really good point, too, especially coming off the Tennessee game. And, we never say we're not X and O experts and stuff, but a lot of people talked about how, Tennessee, it seemed like from a defensive perspective, was kind of hamstrung in that they didn't want to rush full out because they were scared of Jalen beating him with his legs, and then he beat him with his arm, and it's a really dangerous thing.
And the other part of this, too, is the Giants blitz so much, which leaves them in man coverage a lot, and they have really bad corners, and the Eagles have really good receivers. So you would think that if Jalen can get time and can, handle the blitz, there's some chance for some really big plays, especially with how good A.J. and Devontae are after the catch.
Yeah, very true. Now, last thing we guys with is, I know you guys are going here, but do you think you guys are going to see Robert Quinn make a play come back this year, or do you think that's just kind of a bust of a trade?
Yeah, he's out. And Glenn, great call, buddy. Keep it up. I love when Glenn does the hey, I got one more question, then I got to get going. Then I'm busy, so
exactly.
You guys can keep talking.
I respect it.
I did too. I liked it. So Robert Quinn put on IR. So what is it? Is it week 17 in comeback or is it playoffs?
So he will miss four games and they have five left.
So he can come back. So he can week 18, I guess.
What's interesting is, and maybe this was like they were doing tests or whatever, but they didn't put him on IR prior to the Titans game, even though he was ruled out with the injury.
Which is interesting because Davis was coming back.
They could have saved him.
They could have flipped. Who did they put on IR for Davis? Who'd they flip with? Was it the Goddard? No, because Goddard would have been before that. Oh, it was CJ GJ.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, yes, that's what it was. But also, it kind of shows a certain lack of urgency
to get Quinn back.
You're not just going to put him on there. And maybe they wanted to wait, but... Yeah, Quinn's at a point where he's going to have to make a play in the playoffs to make this trade.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's to save it at all.
Yeah, and look, I don't really care. I would do it again. I think it was the right idea and all that. But, yeah, it has certainly been a horrendous trade so far. Let's go to North Philly and talk to Derek. What up, D?
Hey, how you doing, Elliot Shore?
What up, Derek? How you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. I wanted to talk to you because I have a couple points I want to make first, and I'm going to get them out of the way quick. I don't think anybody doesn't fear the Cowboys, but you're never supposed to underestimate an opponent. It's not about fear. It's about confidence. How you win games. Second point, basically, the Cowboys are a good team. My father was a Cowboy fan for years, and all of my family is. And me and my little brother was the only Eagles around all of them. So every year we had to listen to them until we won a championship. Mm-hmm. But, the way Jalen Hurts is playing right now, like, that's why the city is confident. I don't think anybody, fears the Cowboys over just not being scared to play them, especially after the way the first game went. If Gannon would have gave any type of pressures towards Dak, to Cooper Rush, they would have probably never even scored. It wouldn't have been close. And then with Lane Johnson going down,
and they
down
let
too,
up a bit, too. They got that big early lead, and it felt like they took their foot off the gas, which we know they did early in the season a fair amount.
Exactly, and that's the point. I mean, it's not about fearing. You got to respect every opponent. Even when you grew up in a neighborhood, if you were a good fighter,
You know, you never went into a fight thinking that you were going to just beat a person because you're that right. would get you knocked out.
Derek, you're so right. You never should underestimate an opponent in any city, no matter what someone looks like, no matter what. You never know. You it's always the shortest dudes who could beat your ass. Am I right?
Yeah,
I'm not sure I can relate to this analogy, but I'm happy you two are very confident going into things.
So it's the guy you don't expect. You're like, exactly. Literally, you can do anything. It's like, wow, look at that guy.
That was my point I wanted to make.
How about that? You know?
I think we're going to get the number one seed. I definitely do. And I also think we're going to win that game. I don't think we're going to lose to the Giants either. I think Jalen got something to prove because of that last game we were
there. Derek, I agree. Good call. And I think that last game in New York, look, again, the fact that Sirianni put that picture up, like they're aware of what happened the last time they played in New York. Let's squeeze one more call in before we get out of here. Let's go to Philly and talk to John. Hey, John.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, John? How you doing?
Good, man. Happy holidays. Ellie, you didn't even request Jason Kelsey's Christmas song at the wedding there?
Good point. If you're going to do it, you know, be on brand here.
Good point. Good point. I just wonder if they would have had it. But, yes, good point.
Yeah. But, hey, two quick points for you. The first thing, I don't think there's enough being made about the guys we're getting back from injury.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at late-season additions, arguably three guys that were top five at their position, and Josiah Scott, you know, he hasn't been great. And when Maddox comes back, I think that's going to make a huge difference.
I mean, Maddox and Goddard are two super important players for
this team. I'll be interested to see how Maddox looks, too, coming off that hamstring
and stuff. But I think it's a good point, John. We have not, you know, talked a ton about them getting two really important players back.
But, Elliot, you spend a lot of time around that team. And my thought, I was wrong about Jalen. I'm glad I was, you know, he proved me wrong. I hope you see him for a long time.
Yeah.
He seems like a very, you know, quiet guy. Do you see Philadelphia? I think no doubt he's loyal to this team, the players. Do you see Philadelphia as a home for that guy? I mean, is he – you never see, like, community stuff because he's so private, but –
He does stuff.
Okay.
It's a great
John,
question.
Great call, buddy. Up again. It's a great call.
It's a great question. I think Jalen would love to stay in Philadelphia. Would be my
answer. And
look,
it's really rare, especially because, like, theoretically, they could franchise. There are all those options and stuff. Like, it's really rare that if a team wants that quarterback on the rookie contract, that they don't get that quarterback.
It's a winning situation for him.
Yeah, exactly. And look, they're the ones who drafted him in the second round. They're the ones who took a chance on him. They're the ones who gave him the chance to start all that.
Right.
Like, Jalen, it does seem like he's the kind of guy who appreciates that.
They're also the ones that tried to trade for him. Yeah.
No evidence that really happened.
Yes,
you know?
True.
All right. Blast today, buddy. This
is a good
super
time,
fun.
As always.
This is super fun. Again, a big game tomorrow, so we'll react to it. Our post-game pod, check us out after the game, Monday morning, all that stuff. Pods will be out and all that. Thank you to Dan Wilson back in the studio. Great job, as always. Thank you to Tahir Hood crushing it on site. And thank you to everyone who called in. We literally could not do the show without you. If we didn't get to it, I apologize. Rob Ellis, Devin Caney coming up next. I guess Eagles will be on the table with them.
Whatever they're talking about, it'll be a good
listen. If you want to hang, it'll be a blast. We always love listening to them as well. So, again, for Elliot, I'm James. Thanks for listening to another edition of Go Birds Radio right here from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. And the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app is the official sportsbook of the diehard Philly sports fan. And it's the only one that we here at Go Birds recommend. That's because it's safe, secure, it's easy to use. Plus, it's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app brings together odds, bets, slots, games right in the palm of your hand. I love it. We love it because you can bet on more than just the score. You can bet on player performances, who's going to score first, who's leading at the half. So much more, plus live in-game betting. You can bet on the action as it happens during the game. It makes you feel like you're at the center of the action. And there are wild, wild line swings and real opportunities to make some money, and that's what we're here for. New users, join me on the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app today. You can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. You can't lose. Download the app and start playing instantly. Don't just watch the action, be a part of the action with the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app.